Hello and welcome to this week's podcast episode. I'm laughing because Simba is playing around with his background emojis here in Zoom.
Reaction.
So today we are diving into the topic of relationships, and we're going to do it from the aspect of our own relationship. Ooh. So this has the potential to be juicy. See
and
if we
like cues.
We'll see if we are aligned. We did a little bit of prepping before, but not too much.
No, it's good not to do too much prepping because it can't be rehearsed, right? Then it becomes very, especially if we're doing energy work as a main modality, it becomes very strange if everything is rehearsed. You know, it will be stiff.
Yeah. So any arguments in this episode is 100% real. We'll see what happens.
We can take that
because we're both quite opinionated. So okay, so now there, now it already starts to show here.
I remember my father said that to both of us, like one of the first time he met us. He's like, "You are too strong-willed." Okay, interesting. He said, "Interesting."
He said, "You have both very strong yang energy."
Yeah.
And I've been working so much on my feminine, but I'm still, I mean, well, okay, I'm just going to pop right in. How have you noticed that I have worked with my feminine energy?
You know when to use where, what, where? I would say that's the main thing, right? Before it was like one speed, right? Or two speeds, right? Full ahead or nothing at all, right? And now you can really see where do I come in? Where can I add this energy in? Where can I come in with more masculine, pragmatic, this is what we do, structure? And where can I flow, be more creative and play and explore? I notice you have a lot more trust towards things. You don't feel you have to do everything yourself. You can trust other people to do things for you. You can ask for help more than you did before. But also a lot of embodiment practices, right? Like you're walking around singing, dancing a lot more, more playful, right? You were like a little bit serious before, and now you're a little bit more playful and open. And yeah, I can see that creative side of you is growing in a different way. You were creative before, but it was like structure created. We do this, we do that. And now you're like, what if, what if? It sounds different and it feels very different.
Mm-hmm. That's very cool.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
Do you have a question for me?
How have you noticed I worked with the opposite, the masculine or the yang side?
I would say that you, I can really see when you work with your reactivity and that you decide, I can see that you create a space and then you decide to go another direction, to hold space instead and just calm down and listen and hold space. And that's phenomenal. And my nervous system is just, I mean, that's a huge part of my, for me being able to step into the feminine, is the fact that you are stepping into the masculine. I know we touched a little bit about this last episode, but you really understanding that one person needs to start, and it's like if you're going to be the leader, like of the relationship. And I just want to say that the leader of the relationship doesn't decide everything. I mean, you don't control me whatsoever, so it's not about that. It's not about like the feminine being submissive. It's not about that, to just be very, very clear. But it's like you take the lead on a massive personal growth, which then creates true safety in my nervous system, which then harmonizes so many things inside of myself, like both my creativity, my safety, my well-being, my health, my inner process, all of it. It's like propelling forward when you do that. So, and many other things I've noticed also, but that's the biggest one.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. And I really feel you touched upon something there that I just wanted to elaborate a little bit on. When I look at the term leadership, it depends on where you are a leader, of course, in what capacity, what arena. But leadership for me isn't about control necessarily, isn't about power, isn't... There's different ways of looking at it. Some people say you need to be submissive, someone needs to be dominant, and that. And there is a truth to it. But for me, leadership is more about what you say. You start. You're motivational. You're dedicated. You're driving forward. You lead with your work. You lead with what you do and who you are. So it's kind of, yeah, you lead by example. It's kind of most... really good leaders or inspirational figures that I know of or ever heard of, none of them wanted to lead. They were just in their purpose very strong and people started to following them. And that's a very different thing from like, hey, no, I'm going to lead. You're going to do what I tell you to do. You're coming from a very different place. And I think that's just important to realize that's not really what we're talking about, because just saying that, that someone is the leader, already someone's nervous system might go like, no, I don't want that. I want someone to tell me what to do, what to wear, and all. And that's not really what we're talking about.
No, it's more about being very grounded and very inspirational, and yeah, leading by example. And it's interesting because I am the leader, the CEO of, you know, the business and everything we do and all the staff and the farm and everything, you know. So it's a very interesting balance that I think that has been extremely valuable to me, and also for me to discover what my kind of leadership is like and how to balance that, and yeah, when to be in the masculine and when to be in the feminine, and also really blending the leadership style, to have a feminine leadership style but that is still very grounded and assertive and safe and, you know, moving everything forward. And I combine the role of being the CEO and like the visionary leader and the strategist also, which comes very natural to me. But should we give a little bit of background, how everything started and how everything, what our relationship strategy has been these years? I mean, we've been together for almost 7 years soon, I think. I'm not counting, and I've always laughed at the people who doesn't know how long they've been married or how long they've been together, and I have no clue. It's like, I think we've been married 3 years soon.
Yeah, it will come up on 3 years in December. Yeah. I mean, I think when it comes to all of these things, it's feeling valued and appreciated, right? If you don't feel valued or appreciated, like, you don't even know how long we've been together. And it's like, well, do you feel valued and appreciated? Yeah, well, it doesn't matter. 5, 10 years. I mean, it doesn't really, you know, like, as long as you love and cater and foster that connection, and you feel appreciated, seen, and valued for who you are. Cares, right?
Yeah.
In that sense, in the amount of years, then of course it's nice to remember the day. And
oh, we had an anniversary on the October 21st.
Relationship and not marriage.
Yeah, not marriage.
Yeah, so those are two different days, right?
I know, but yeah. I completely forgot that. I was like, oh, it's November. Yeah, we didn't. Maybe we should put that in the calendar.
So this ties in actually to what we said we're going to start talking about, right?
Yep.
That we met, and I mean, we'll still like each other. That's not, it's nothing like we met and it was like in one way, like we were focusing on the relationship, like 100%. And then quite quickly, as I moved with you to Thailand, we realized, wow, we really have similar purpose and passion. Then we put all our effort into the business, to grow the business. And feel free to fill in the blanks, right? At some point, I feel we came up to a point where like, what? we haven't really worked on the relationship. We kind of just expected it to grow because we're doing personal developmental work all the time and we're working on a spiritual and coaching business. But if you don't put any attention in somewhere in an area in your life, there will be no energy that flows into that, right? So of course, you know, I remember at some point we're like, this is strange. The personal development is going really strong. The business is going really strong. And we kind of having similar arguments sometimes and not seeing eye to eye with things and just having this good, bad, this kind of loop. And I was like, that's not really balanced. What's going on here? And then we talked about it. And I mean, you reminded me, and I think I reminded you also sometimes, wow, we really haven't focused on the relationship. We kind of just, we started with a good platform and then we didn't put any juice into it. And then, you know,
I
nothing
love that
happened.
You don't remember that was the strategy. We even did a whole podcast episode on that. That was our strategy.
No, I remember that that was the strategy we said to be able to build the
like
business.
It just happened.
No. I remember we said that we're going to focus on this to build the business.
Yes.
But we came back to it many times, at least for me, like, wow, what does that actually mean? How does that look like, right? I mean, maybe it was easier for you to see visually, like, okay, something's going to grow more than the other one, right?
Yeah. No, but we decided quickly because, yes, so I was already here. We knew each other from before. We started talking when I was here. We started dating when I was in Sweden, and then you came visit and da da da. So within 1 year, you decided to, or we together decided to sell everything we own and to move to Chiang Mai. And we had a plan that didn't work. So we had no plan B. And so we just took the car. We were living up in the jungle, and I had lived here at the farm and up in the jungle, like a couple of hours up the mountain. And so we decided to just pack the car with all our stuff and just go to the city. It's like we didn't know. We hadn't, I mean, I had just been, you know, away for a year. So we went to the city and quickly realized, like, okay, we need to create something. I mean, we had a very strong purpose to create something and to be able to stay here in Thailand. So obviously, we had to put a lot of focus into that. And also, since our purpose is like deep personal transformation and healing, we were going through like extremely deep personal transformation at the same time. And once we started discussing about the relationship, we decided that our strategy is to focus on the personal development first, because that's how the relationship is going to change. And we were both very much into that a conscious relationship is where both parties take full accountability for themselves and the baggage that or the baggage or whatever they bring into the relationship. So, and since we had a very, very strong alignment with the purpose, I mean, I would rather prefer to call it purpose than business, because it's more a purpose than business. So we said that the way to evolve the relationship is going to be through my personal development and your personal development, because we had an idea of where we wanted to be and what we wanted to create. With that said, you came back to this and questioned this a couple of times along the way, because you were like, it's not working. It's like we're fighting. It's like it's not getting better. Da 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 da. And I was like, it is getting better, and this is our strategy. And then we had the same conversation a couple of times, and we both, every time we came back to, no, the purpose, because it was COVID and everything. I mean, we had to, you know, we've been working a lot, you know, to get things going. And the purpose in both you and me is so strong. It's almost like it's above everything else. So we both knew that the priority had to be the purpose, the life purpose, and to create the life purpose, we had to do the personal transformation. And then the relationship had to come third. We couldn't figure out it any other way. So that was the strategy that we repeatedly came back to. And then over the time, things started to, first it got worse, and then it got better. And then from there, it's just been better and better and better.
Yeah, and I mean, it's very different also looking at arguments and worse and better. You know, it's
more harmony then.
Yeah, and it's a journey too. Oh, I feel a lot of it also came down to perceptions of how to see something. Because when we set out to do this module, it was something that came to us both, right? And kind of formulated as we were talking about it, how to navigate the relationship. But no one had really done it fully that way before. Like, I think maybe you had more experience in that sense of doing something similar. I did not. I have an idea of how that would look like, definitely. But I didn't really have that much harmonious experience in a relationship. So I feel a lot of it came down also to, you have an idea, you have a concept, maybe something comes to you and you feel really strongly, this is what I'm meant to do. We talk, we agreed upon it. And then, like you said, it's something very new. So the nervous system's been doing something completely different a million times, and it probably hasn't released stress and had an opportunity to say what it wanted to say. So natural, I don't look at an argument or a fight as that's a bad relationship. It's more, what are you arguing about? How does it look like? What's the feeling that you want to transmit? What aren't you talking about? And what happens after the argument? Are you just cranky at each other, frustrated? Or does that actually create a resolution for something else to come up to the surface? Because for some reason, it wasn't able to do so harmoniously, right? Maybe the nervous system wasn't used to it. Maybe the history of the person is like, for me, it was like I had to be almost upset to say something very directly to someone because I was so used to not saying something very straightforward, right? That you can say something very correct, very honest, but there don't have to be a blame, shame, or anger, or you don't have to come at someone, but you can be very, very direct with someone. But my nervous system and my experiences where I'm coming from, you have to be angry to do that.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like trying to explain something and using a lot of words, and you're like, I don't understand what you're saying. And like,
And then you always exploded.
Yeah. So that was really my journey looking at it. And I think a lot of it came from having an idea of something or feeling this is a direction to go, but the subconscious, the nervous system had no base for it. It was just trying to do something else. It's like, I don't know what we're doing. What's going on here?
Yeah. I mean, and the combination of, I mean, me having a very strong masculine shield and being very much in control and in like power and wanting things my way. And I have, so when you and I have very different speed, you are moving slower and doing less things at the same time.
Or you moving faster.
I think you move slower than most people.
I kind of tend to have my own pace. I can agree on that.
And you're also like earth element and you're kapha. And I am fire element and pitta. So we are different. And that's just how it is. And that's, I mean, it has to be okay, you know, that we are different people. You know, we're different people with different elements and different traits. And but then adding my masculine shield and my stress onto that, I think that was, and your, I mean, you come from quite severe PTSD and so those two combinations made it very, very dynamic, so to say. And at times, I think that it was because we built everything around the relationship. And that was also, so yes, I could see everything much, much more clearly than you. I could see the trajectory very, very clear. That because we have built everything around the two of us, you know, the business and the retreat and like we invite people into our home and all of that, that that's our like business idea, so to speak, or a product. I knew that if we would work through ourselves and get the purpose going, I knew that everything would work out after that, because the solution is to work through oneself. Of course, you need to learn communication skills and, you know, balancing the masculine and feminine and understanding each other. I mean, there are skills in and around the relationship that you need, but if you don't work through your own stuff, you cannot only rely on the interpersonal skills in relationships. If you still don't work through your PTSD, you're always going to be like a big giant trigger button walking around that I can just like play, and then you explode, you know. I mean, that's not going to last, you know, that's not going to create harmony over time. So I knew that I had a lot of stuff to work through and you had a lot of stuff to work through, and when we come out on the other side and when our purpose is a bit more structured, I knew that things would take another direction. And a couple of years ago we started to invest more time, resources, money, you know, into not ourselves but in the relationship instead. And so I still believe that we made the best strategy, not just because it was my strategy, but
I mean, it was both strategy, right? And I think a big part is, you know, like you said, communication skills is one thing, but communication styles are different. And I mean, it's also, you know, we jokingly say you're fast, I'm slow, but I mean, depends on in what area. It depends on who.
Yeah, you run faster than me.
Yeah, but like, I mean, I develop in a lot of different areas and go fast in different areas. But it's also where one is coming from. I mean, you come from a burnout because you were doing everything too fast. You couldn't slow down, right? So that doesn't necessarily mean I'm moving faster and doing things better. That just means I'm moving in a different speed. And
yeah, faster is not usually better.
Yeah. So when I'm looking at it, it's not like, oh, I'm not slow. I mean, it's just people have different dynamics, they have different speeds. And I think that's also a big part of just looking at a relationship, because that's one thing that I notice working with clients now too, right? Like, I never sought out to start working with relationships. I just happened to wind up here. People start asking me questions. And something I notice that causes a lot of arguments that I've noticed in myself too in the past was believing something is in a certain way, yeah, and being irritated by that. I am like this, you are like that. Well, that's just a perception, right? It doesn't mean you are wrong, I'm right, you're wrong. It's not like that. It's more, can we have a similar communication style and meet, and can we accept that people are differently, right? Like, if you have a fire element that wants to do something and you have a wood element that wants to do something in a different way, how can we harmonize that? So it doesn't mean like, oh, this is the way it should be. That person is doing something wrong. That person is doing something right. But there needs to be like an emotional sobriety in it. Otherwise, you just feel triggered, offended, and someone said this and that. So kind of just wanted to clarify. It comes down to the personal work to be able to communicate it in a way so people can understand. And then is also a mutual understanding and strategy of how do we want to work with this, right? Like, we choose polarities. We choose to focus a lot on our personal development and take accountability. Of course, we support one another, but it's not necessarily because you didn't say that, now I'm angry and it's your fault, right? We don't really have that premises in our relationship. And I feel that that creates a lot of personal accountability. That doesn't mean that we can't feel if the other person is needing more affection or more support at a certain time, but I don't take it on as I have done something wrong because this person is feeling like this. And I think that was one of the main differences for me, that I felt create a lot less drama in the relationship, that it wasn't like, oh, you didn't, and you, and like, well, you didn't ask for it, right? And we both are kind of like that. If you don't ask for it, then how should I know it? If there's not a clear communication about it, it becomes really hard to know what other one's needs are. And not just saying it when you want it, and then you're super upset. You're like, yeah, I want a hug. Why didn't you hug me? I wanted it 20 minutes ago. Why didn't you ask me 20 minutes ago, right? So yeah. I think a lot of things like this has been cleared out as we decided to work in this way, focusing on personal accountability, communication styles, and also working with a lot of different coaches, because you can only see what you can see. You know, it's not super easy to mirror yourself always.
No, I mean, one of the key things that made this work for us is the fact that we are united around a philosophy. Like, I think that's what you're touching upon, the being accountable to, like, my trauma is my trauma, and what I project is what I project, and like being fully accountable for that, and always stepping into my own grounding and be responsible for my own grounding. Because as soon as you start to say, when he stopped doing this and this, then I will be happy. And that's just not going to work. And so that's why the personal development came absolute first. Because if we didn't do our own healing and heal our own nervous system and you know, start to figure out our own, you know, mother and father wounds, our generational stuff, like what did I bring into this relationship I need to be accountable for? So if I keep bringing things up, it's because I need more work on myself. So I truly believe that that's, you know, that like knowing the landscape, like building like a structure around the relationship. What are our core values? What are our values? What is the landscape that we're working with? And what is it that we're working towards? And I think that for you and I, we had a very similar idea of what that would be. And that was when we were struggling, we came back to, okay, we have a game plan and we're going to stay with it. And we need to trust it. And we need to forgive ourselves and the other for whatever harm we're doing to each other along the way. And just continue. And just continue. Hold the vision. And it's the same work as an entrepreneur. It's the same work as the inner work. Hold the vision. Do the work. You know, you drop the ball, you pick it up. But you have to believe it. You have to trust, you know. And that's the things that, so in our relationship program that's coming up in February, we will build on the cornerstones of trust, communication, like true communication, reactivity in conflict, and accountability, and all these things that we see as the absolute cornerstones that we built, that we used as the landscape of the work in the relationship.
Yeah, definitely. And it's, how can I put it? It's both practical, because it's something we are still working with and have worked with, right? And I feel we're very honest in that. Like, we don't go out and say, this is the perfect relationship. There is nothing here. There's no, it's very honest and raw and sharing from experiences. But we talked a little bit about this before the call as well. You know, I've seen it a lot many times, that a lot of people that I work with and friends and so on, a lot of suffering is because of illusions, right? Or belief system. When I work through all of these things, then I will just sit on a beach and money will come in and we will have wild sex and passion, paradise. And then it's paradise. And, you know, that sounds more like a religious scripture. You go to heaven and I live happily ever after, right? It doesn't really work like that anywhere. Anything in nature is always growing, evolving, moving, changing, mixing. And if you don't like that, if you have a resistance to that, you're going to have what they say in Buddhism, dukkha, suffering. You're going to suffer a lot. So even scientifically proven, once you learn to like to grow, when you learn to thrive in growth, that doesn't mean that you're going to just see work as life as a renovation project. But once you start to see a relationship like that too, this doesn't mean I'm a bad person. This doesn't mean it's a bad relationship. Oh, look at them. They look so happy. They have everything. They have these and these things.
Fast
Just
forward
start
to 10 minutes later.
Exactly.
It's just a glimpse.
It's a glimpse and it's a dynamic. It doesn't mean it's bad or good. It is a dynamic. Everything has a dynamic. There's night, there's daytime, right? But how do we navigate? How do you keep coming back? How do you nurture that, so that you sustain it for years? That is what I think we really want to teach. And definitely using the polarities as a concept, but also using the energetical work and the spiritual work that we've done for ourselves for a long time and from the lineages from our teachers. And how do you weave in that into a conscious relationship, right? Because looking at the world in general today, there's a lot of drama and there's a lot of unresolved trauma, no pun intended. And to really see what is it that goes on in the nervous system and how does that relate to one another in a relationship, and how can we find a language and a model that helps us heal in the relationship, right? Not just expecting that the other person's going to do everything for us. Because then we're back to mommy and daddy issues, as I say, right? You want a parent or you want a partner? You're going to be different. You're going to play different roles for each other at some point during the relationship,
Oh my God.
naturally. But knowing that that comes from me and not being upset when the other person doesn't do that, that's a big game changer. I know that this is something I'm working through and I can ask the other person to hold space in that capacity. And that's really what I feel we do with these tools and in this relationship program, which I think is, yeah, it's going to be really fun to share these tools and processes and experiences and see, real life coaching as well to see what how do people implement it and what can they do with it further than what we already seen with the people we worked throughout the years.
Yeah, that's going to be so much fun. I think it's going to be absolutely fantastic. And yeah, I just want to touch upon, when you started to really heal, like when you started to become very grounded and you were able to hold space for me, and that was one of the biggest things that happened to me in my personal journey, was when you were able to hold space for my healing. That was very yeah, that was very transformative for me. And that was when I really, and that was years ago. We were still living in the city at that point. And I remember it so clearly, that shift in my nervous system, when I was like, okay, I can fully start to relax now. It's like someone else is gonna hold space as I, can dive deeper into my stuff, which is, yeah, it's a phenomenal feeling. I would love for every woman woman-man kind of relationship to experience that. That was very, very awesome.
And likewise, when once you started to have that trust also, there is, we joke and we talk a lot about the male ego and, validation and these things. And, it's not good to look for it. It's not good to have it as a drive and motivation because it becomes addictive and it can lead us to not be ourselves. But when it's genuine, like you just said, when it's genuine and someone appreciates you and come from that place and appreciates you, as a man in a masculine core, it makes you want to do more. You start to forage and you want to build a nest more and it gets you more invested and interested in actually building the household and the relationship. And it's a dynamic that's very beautiful to see. And I felt when you started to give that to me and say that, it just feeds into each other and that's something I wish every, man in a man-woman relationship can have too, that you can feel that dynamic because a lot of relationships, you know, wind up someone is getting appreciated in the career, in their job, and then they spend all the time there and they barely go home because they don't feel appreciated at home. They don't feel seen. They don't feel heard. And all of these things that comes, right? So I really appreciate that you started doing that too, because that just gives another element of wanting to do more, right? It really feeds into this synergy.
Yeah, it's a synergy. It's like the figure eight. It's like one of our teachers said, if you focus on giving what the other person needs, you will end up getting what you need and even more. It's like if you always try to
No, not really. He said, if you always put the other person first and they put you first, you're always going to get what you need and they're going to get what they need, and no one's going to feel neglected, but you're not going to come from a selfish point of view. But it requires that both does it, not just someone like, thank you, and don't give it back. When both people do it.
Yeah, and you can't do it out of people pleasing.
No, you have to do it from a genuine place.
Yeah.
No, that's a good one. That's a really good one.
All right. So, what for the people listening? What is your advice? What's your relationship advice?
Work on yourself, and definitely have a joint structure together in the relationship of how you see the relationship. You know, how you see roles and responsibilities and polarities, if that is a concept you want to adapt, that's a really good, because it helps us energetically knowing what is what. And polarity doesn't just have to do with chemistry, sexual chemistry, it's magnetism. If you have two similar poles, you're going to butt heads, right? Or they're going to just repel each other. You need to create this synergy where there is, and I say attraction, I just don't mean sexual attraction. I mean, there is actually a gravity. You're gravitating towards each other. And that might happen easy in the beginning of the relationship, but it might needs to be something that you work on and that you maintain by working on your polarities, right? And that's going to clear out a lot of arguments and misunderstandings and a lot of things that you might not even be aware of.
Hmm.
But also work together, right? Don't just work on your own. Also come together and work. Just the fact of thinking about working together and investing in it. I remember one we've done many coaching programs together now. And one program we did, we were like, really? What's this? Is this really good? And we got some things out of it, but we were like, I don't know, what's this? But just the fact that we invested time, energy, and effort and money into something, we put attention there and energy started flowing there. So work with the relationship like you work with anything else. Set aside time, right? Weekly. Okay. So sign a time weekly, not just, you know, for going to movies or whatever. Set a time that you actually spend together like anything else. You can hang out more than that, but have at least one time a week that your nervous system gets used to. We're meeting this time to do something. And continue with the personal work, right? Like the deep personal work, because a lot of the arguments and conflicts that comes up in a relationship is, might not be popular to say, is not because of what happens with the other person, right? It's something we take into the relationship and it gets reactive with the other person. But I also believe the relationships are the greatest mirrors.
Oh, yeah, 100%. It creates the possibility to heal so much, to create a harmonious relationship. And for me, it's personal development and a practice, a spiritual practice. It's a part of my journey. And I would say learn about the polarities, learn about these, like the cornerstones that we talk about, and create a joint landscape, so to speak. And if the same practice goes for friendships and colleagues, and you know, you don't have to be in a romantic relationship, because it's the same tools, it's the same skills, it's just a different depth of intimacy. But I mean, as friends, you can be super close and super, and as family and even colleagues, you can be very, very tight, you know, but it's not the sexual, that's the next step, but everything else is the same. So it's a way of working and a way of being and how you choose to see the world, basically.
And how to navigate relationships, like you just said, that's really important, right? Because it can get messy. You don't know the boundaries. You don't know what's what. When you know yourself, you can better be invested in knowing a relationship. Definitely might be another podcast talking about that and more in the program. But definitely I noticed that I didn't know boundaries and know what was what in the past. And knowing that now creates more safety for me and for others. And those relationships, friendships, yeah, partnerships, yeah, collaboration, whatever, becomes much stronger because both feel safe and know what you have going into it. And then it's just a nice synergy.
Good. If we don't think of something even better for next week, I think boundaries is that, because we're doing another one on relationships
next week. Yeah.
All right. If you're interested in the Sacred Union, our relationship program, it doesn't start until February 14. But the gates are already open and for you to sign up. And we have an early bird until end of November where you can sign up. You can find all information on our website, livingwiththespirit.com. And you can just tune in there and find more information under the online dropdown. You can read all about what's included, but the point is to help people navigate and to get the foundations in this landscape, so to speak, no matter if you're in a romantic relationship or if you're in friendship or colleagues or if you just want to learn more, because this is a part of the personal development to learn how to navigate the relationships overall and just how it works. So I can definitely say that it doesn't matter who you're with or if you're with no one, everyone will benefit from this because it's from the feminine and the masculine perspective. And we will do live coaching and there will be trainings and somatic experiences and homeworks and stuff. So it will be epic. It's a 6-week journey with me, Simba, and Mark. And if you feel like you need even more personal support on relationship or something else, we are relaunching our retreats and our mentorship programs, and everything has a complete new setup and style and structure, which you can read all about at livingwiththespirit.com. But you can sign up for, we now have spots open for sign up for the mentorship program, because our cohort, it's a 6-month journey with us, is now ending. So we are now opening up spots for new people. And we are doing a little bit of a campaign. Everything is new and updated, both on the mentorship and the retreats. So if you sign up for either the mentorship or the retreats now, you still get the old price, but the new package. So that's our little Christmas bonus for everyone. And so the mentorship program is a 6-month commitment where we mix there's 3 levels. So it's the group program where we do all the somatic work, because you need the somatic work to change the chemistry in the body to, like, for your personal healing. And then we add on top the private sessions and the coaching. So there's different layers, different tiers that you can look through. And there's a bunch of amazing testimonials from the people who are graduating now. It's just amazing to watch. I haven't even updated all of them on the website. I will do that. It's so fantastic to see the different the success of the people going through it. It's amazing.
Yeah, and it's been so fun watching them, you know, from when they come in to where they're at now, and just the dynamic. People get to know each other, they get to share, they get to be seen, and that they doing such a deep work from the comfort of their own home. You know, they're at home and they're getting all the somatic practices, and they're like, wow, I had this life-changing experience early morning, and then I went to work. Oh my God, what's going on? And then work was just, you know, just having experience after experience, but they don't have to take several weeks off to come here to Thailand or somewhere else. You can continue your life. And many times I think that's so much more potent because your trigger is going to be in your environment, right? So if you can actually go and do the work there as well, wow, it's so powerful. And then 6 months is a good length for the container as well. And having like little pauses throughout the 6 months, so you actually get to practice, what do I do on my own? What do I do when I'm guided? And I think that's been a great mix. And yeah, like you said, the results has just been amazing. And, you know, people come out of it now wanting to be teachers, right? Going to the next step, like, how can I do this for other people? So it's a really positive spiral. I'm really, really happy to see that.
Yeah, it's incredible. And if you feel so, the difference between the mentorship programs and the retreats, of course, is that you come, the retreat, you come here in person and you get the hands-on experience. So the mentorship programs are for those who want to do a longer lifestyle change with support from the comfort of your own home. And the retreat is for those who want to work extremely deep with some sort of grounding, some sort of emotional blockages, belief systems. It's like for those who feel like, oh, I get a little bit stuck on my own in my own environment. So I need to, for some people, we need to do the full body detox to have and to have the support, because there's some things. Whoa. We got a FaceTime call. Sorry, I lost myself.
No, like some people need different kind of support. Some people can do the work from home. Some people need to come here to get an energetic transmission and hands-on, so they can really.
Yeah, because some things you need guidance and space holding to go to some depths of oneself that we don't really know how to get navigate on our own. And that's what our retreats are, a 3 week journey. So it's like all our combined knowledge and all the experience that we have now, we have created a signature process that is 21 days, and it's phenomenal. You know, people just absolutely shed old belief system blockages, frequencies, energies. It's just patterns, behaviors, habits. It's incredible to see how far they come in just such a short period of time. And so that's our deep signature process. And so they are a bit different, and people usually know which one they tend to lean to, which one is going to be perfect for me. But both of these offers are, we have the Christmas campaign right now. I mean, it's not even Christmas, but I would call it the Christmas campaign. So the retreats you can book now for the old price, but you can arrive whenever you want during 2024. So if you know that you want to come, if you know that you want to do this, you can take this opportunity to save, yeah, a bunch of dollars. I mean, think it's almost $2,500
Yeah.
in bonus, Christmas bonus.
And give yourself a discount, right? Like give yourself a nice little Christmas gift or for someone else. I mean, it's a really nice thing to do. And I mean, that's the main thing. We built the resort the way we were, or the retreat the way we wanted it to have. Like, I want to go to a place and feel that and do all of these things, right? So yeah, it's a really nice experience, and will be really fun to have you here.
Yes. So If you have any questions, reach out to us, send us a DM. You can always set up a personal consultation to answer any kind of questions that you might have, and read all about it on livingwiththespirit.com, and we look forward to seeing you.
Lots of love.
Lots of love. Bye, everyone.
Bye-bye.